Hey, video star. So last week was all about diving into some fears, diving into some mindset tricks that you can use in combating nervousness. And you also learned about daring to be bad. So lots of fun stuff was in first week. And into week two, we're gonna build upon what you've already learned. We're gonna start adding a little bit more on top of that to get your wheels turning and to keep you pressing record. So one thing that definitely has come up in the first week is the inner critic. And we understand what that inner critic is. It's that loud voice that says you can't or shouldn't do something when you really should and can do it. It's time for you to discover five ways to banish your inner critic. Number one is warm yourself up. So a lot of people, when they get started with making videos, they just kind of set the thing up or they grab their camera and they just start shooting and they're completely cold or they're nervous. They haven't really done any prep work to get themselves psyched up to do the video. And that is where the inner critic loves to hide out, because it's like, ooh, she's not ready for this at all. Let me just dive on in there and make her feel really insecure and like she can't do this. So a fantastic way to combat this, like I said, is to warm yourself up ahead of time. So for example, before I started filming this video, I grabbed one of my musical theater soundtracks and started blasting this music, like singing at the top of my lungs, and I'm waving my flag, and yeah, it was, well, the dog was not very happy about it, let's put it that way. But it was something that just kind of got some energy out, and I was able to have fun and engage and pretend that I was a heroine. So that is something that I did before, and I was coming down the stairs and full musical theater mode. Yeah, no, it wasn't pretty, but it was fun. And I did this because I wanted to be ready to press record. I wanted to feel energetic and alive and like I could have some fun and play around. And so yeah, musical theater was my thing today. And it's really about finding out what lights you up. So if going for a jog or dancing, doing yoga, meditating, singing, role playing with musical theater songs, yeah, if any of these things light you up, then do them. Do it, do it, do it, and experiment. So the next time that you're gonna be pressing record, even if it's for one of our little practice videos, our video missions, I want you to go ahead and warm yourself up before you press record. Go figure. Oh my gosh, do something fun, something that raises your energy, that gets you excited, and then turn that camera on in the midst of all that excitement. The inner critic loves to show up when you're uncomfortable. It loves to show up when you're nervous. It loves to show up when you feel like you don't know what you're doing. So the best way to combat it is to raise that energy and have some fun and at least make it an adventure. Begone, begone, inner critic. Cha, ah, oof. Okay? And number two is, guess what? To practice. Now, if you have heard me talk about practice before, then you'll hear it again, because I talk about practice all the time. It's the number one thing that you can do to banish that inner critic and be like, yeah, be gone, because I got something to do here. It's really trying to keep you from pressing record in the first place. It's like, don't do it. I'm just gonna make you feel horrible about yourself so you won't actually try this new adventure, right? So practice is the best way to show that inner critic that you are the boss. Like, hey man, I got something to do here. I know you're there and you're trying to talk really loudly to me, but I still have something to do. So you work through that inner critic, yeah? Despite the inner critic, you might be feeling all self-doubty and all that, but press the record button anyhow. Number three is to focus on what you do well. Sounds pretty basic, right? Well, with video, we tend to focus on what we don't do well instead of what we do well. So you can find yourself going, oh my gosh, oh my voice just sounds horrible. I can't even like get a sentence out. I don't even know what clothes to wear, you know? And you're sitting there going like, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that, I don't know how to do that, I don't know how to do this. That is feeding the inner critic. It's actually getting bigger when you start doing that. So how do we combat it? Like I said, you feed yourself with what you do well. Imagine that. You're now feeding yourself instead of the inner critic. Keep it simple. You don't have to have an entire video of awesome at this stage. At this stage, we're settling for minuscule micro moments of awesome. So when you do a video and you feel like, oh, the inner critic's coming in and you're like, oh man, that just sucked. Take a breath, play that video back, and look for what you did well. instead of what you didn't do well. Positive reinforcement goes a really, really, really long way when it comes to making videos because we can be so hard on ourselves. So maybe you had a smile for a brief moment. Celebrate it. Focus on that. Go, wow, look, I had a real smile there for a second. Or if you let out a nervous laugh and you're like, hey, wow, like, huh, I showed that I was nervous. That's pretty honest. Hey, cool, good on me. You know what I mean? And when you focus on what you do well, the inner critic just doesn't really know what to do. Number four, err towards optimism. What does that mean exactly? It can be a very opposite type of way to how a lot of people's brains work when it comes to making videos. Because generally, here's how it goes. Okay, I'm talking, I'm making a video, I've pressed record, and I just, I messed up. I suck. Damn! Let's try this again. Right? We've been there, we've done that. We're just like beating ourselves up and we're erring towards pessimism. Like, oh, I suck at this, I can't do this. Oh my God, I'll never get this. Erring towards optimism tends to look a little bit more like this. So you're pressing record, you're doing your thing, you mess up. Ah, okay, let me try this again. Smile. It's a smile. Crazy, right? What a crazy notion to actually err towards optimism when you are messing up. I cannot adequately express how important this step is, because the more that you err towards optimism, the more making videos will actually feel good. Because if you err towards pessimism, I mean, hey man, you're gonna make a lot of mistakes through making these videos. So doesn't it make sense to feel better about it, to feel good when you make those mistakes, as opposed to self-deprecating and pessimistic and, you know, the world is coming to an end because I made a mistake in my videos. Next time you're making a video and you make a mistake, I double dog dare you to laugh it off. I double dog dare you, okay? That's a serious dare, that's a double dog dare. So I double dog dare you to laugh it off, to have fun with it, throw your hands up and do a dance when you make a mistake. Make it fun, make it playful, encourage positivity within yourself. You want your videos to feel like you're having fun, to feel like you want to be there, as opposed to them feeling like they're a chore or like they're a place where your self-esteem just tanks, right? And erring towards optimism is a wonderful way to just banish that inner critic, because the inner critic does not know what to do when you're being all optimistic and, you know, smiling. And so the inner critic loses some of its power yet again. Erring towards optimism goes a very, very, very long way from start to finish. Number five kind of picks up from where number four left off, and that is to make video time playtime. Oh my gosh, right? It's crazy, crazy beans that you could have fun doing this, right? Well, it is entirely possible and it's something that is entirely in your control as you move through this. Like for example, right now, I just feel like doing a little, I don't know what I'm doing here. It looks like my feet are going from side to side. I'm having a little fun. It makes absolutely no sense, but I'm having fun doing this. And that's not to say that you have to do a dance in every single one of your videos. It may not be appropriate, but you can make it playtime. So from the time that you start getting ready, remember like playing dress up or like role playing games when you were a kid and you would get all dolled up in some sort of outfit or you'd assume sort of a character. Like have fun with this. When you're getting ready, pretend you're going out for a date. Get your stuff on, get dressed, try out different things, see how it looks, get the hair done and like make it playtime. Have fun with it. Like kids, you don't have to teach kids how to play. Kids generally are pretty darn good at just playing. They get the rules, they just go at it and they have fun. They seek out fun. Where adults tend to look at play and it's like a scary, like weird thing that other people do. Well, especially during this particular time of learning how to get confident on camera, I highly encourage you to find ways to make it more like playtime. Just have some fun and play, especially during the on-camera boot camp, because it's a place where you can play and have fun and it's a safe space. People are not gonna think that you're wackadoo. Just have some fun with it. We're all there to support you. And you can let us know that you're playing around too if you're feeling a little weird about it. You can just be like, yeah, I was doing a dance with my dog in this video and it just made it easier to do. So give me some love. We will so give you some love, okay? The inner critic tends to be a lot quieter when you're actually having fun with something. The inner critic doesn't tend to go away in one session. So if you decide, hey, I'm gonna sing some musical theater before I press record, and the inner critic will be gone forever. Well, it doesn't work that way. What happens is the inner critic needs proof. It needs time. So these tools are things that you'll use over time to manage that inner critic. And it's such a great feeling. Like, my cheeks are flushed right now because I'm blushing because I'm excited. I'm excited to be here and to talk with you and to teach you. And that's because the inner critic is pretty much gone. I mean, every now and then it does come up, but for 99% of the time, my inner critic is like, shoom, gone into the stratosphere. And I'm not unique. This isn't something that is like exclusive to a certain percentage of people. Anybody can banish their inner critic. It just takes some perseverance, commitment to the five ways to banish the inner critic, and some experimentation. See what works for you. I'm a firm believer that the good things in life should feel good. And video will be what you make it. So let's make it fun time. Let's make it play time. And the inner critic will be so confused it really won't know what to do. So a quick reminder of the five ways to banish your inner critic. Number one, warm yourself up and get into the video mood. Number two is practice, the P word. Number three, focus on what you do well. Number four, err towards optimism. Number five, have fun with it. Make it playtime. Okay, that's a wrap on the five ways that you can banish your inner critic. So give these a go, give them a try, find what works with you, and let us know in the Facebook group what was the best method for you. Okay, make sure you go ahead and download your sweet sheet PDF below and do your homework. And I'll see you in the Facebook group. All right, on to the next video, and press record and dream up. Testing the microphone, and I am not on my mark. I'm definitely not on my mark. I am going to move it. Let's see how that works.